everything's running smoothly.
Oh, I like the sound of that. When that record scratches, I can hear my man on the other line, Peter C. Sweeney. The C stands for calling in from, where you at, Pete? You're not in Miami, are you? You in Miami yet?
Not quite yet. Not quite yet. Yeah, I am still in Tampa for about another hour, and then I'll fly across the state, and I'll be in Miami for the next week. So the next three shows will be from Miami. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, of course.
Looks like always you guys gonna... is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, Peter. Always. Looks like... Peter G. Looks Sween. Like... The G stands for a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
You didn't love that one, did you?
Looks like you got a...
Stepped all over you on that one, didn't I?
Looks like you got a high of 36 and a low of 28 today there in Kansas City. The real feels in the mid-30s. That's actually not too bad. And it should get to around the mid-40s by the afternoon. So
yeah, that's how I can know. That's how I know that you are not... You're not in town. Clearly, you are in the Floridas, because that real feel here is certainly... The farthest from the 30s, man. It feels like it's a tundra in here. A frozen tundra here in your KCMO and surrounding areas. How is it going, Peter Sweeney? How are you, my brother?
I'm good. It was a good weekend in Tampa. Got to catch up with some friends.
You have those, huh? You got a couple?
Believe it or not, I'm very popular in my older age here. Good weekend. There was I told you about the Pirate Festival.
Because in this show sheet, this is the Gasparilla. Is that what this is?
Yeah. So there's a every
what
year.
The
in
hell are you talking? What the hell?
The last Saturday in January. It's just this enormous pirate festival. They do it on the water. The wild thing, and it kind of relates to this weekend coming up, is what they're saying is they're going to do Gasparilla and the Super Bowl in the same weekend here next year.
Oh wow. I mean, Pete, that's huge news, man. That's breaking news.
I'm telling you, the festival itself brings like thousands of people.
What?
And like, I'll give you an example. So we tried to go out to dinner on Friday night.
Okay.
And it was this really cool place called the Green Lemon, right in like the restaurant and bar district. Mm-hmm. And my friend goes up and tries to put on a table for six, and they said, "Yeah, it'll be a 4 to 5 hour wait."
Hour. What?
That's right.
Okay. Is this okay? My mind is blown right now. I just haven't been a part of a pirate convention before, so all this is
there
just news and news and news to me. Did you feel, what was the atmosphere? You got to paint a picture for me. Paint a pirate picture. Ooh,
so,
what an alliteration.
Everyone goes down to a road called Bayshore, which is right on the water. And, you know, it's just like a parade route, essentially. And people are on different floats and whatnot. And Tampa, like with businesses and teams, like the Bucks have a float and the Rays have a float. And then they throw beads at everybody on the side.
Oh, I bet they do. Oh, I bet they do.
Yes.
Did you earn yours at least? I saw you had a bunch. You had a lot of them. So
yeah,
I
big,
can
big
only
guy.
Imagine what was being shown on the as you were walking the plank.
Yeah.
Am I right? Get it?
Yeah. Well.
I'm not
couple
done
winks.
Yet. I'm not done yet.
Couple winks here and there. You know, no real flash shown, which was nice for me.
You didn't you didn't flash with the old Pete's pirate patch. Am I right? That eye patch.
Okay.
Am I right, Pete?
Nope.
Waka waka.
Nope.
You didn't like that one.
Nope.
You didn't like that one?
No, that's not one.
I got about two more.
But anyway,
it was
a good time. I've now shifted gears into work mode because I'm going to be heading to Miami very shortly here.
Yeah, you're no longer on vacay, right? This is now,
no.
Like, it's time to turn it on.
It'll be fun, but yeah, I got to really figure it out.
So you're doing this like in real time. You're leaving in 40 minutes, really? Are you doing this at the airport? Are you recording this at the airport?
No, I'll head to the airport, in about 40 minutes from right now as we're recording.
But when's
your
flight? When do you leave?
Flight is later this morning around 9 a.m. local time.
Oh, wow. You are so much more on top of things. If my flight was at 9, then I would be, I'd be headed there around 8:45. So you are so much more responsible than me. Well, I'm happy you didn't ask me for advice because I would have said, oh, man, come on. You got time. Come on. You got plenty. Hit that snooze button, baby. You got plenty of time. Went and saw Star Wars again. Round number 9.
Jeez, man, you got a sickness, dude. You gotta get some help with that.
Had theater to myself. In fact, it's been to myself from the last 3 times, so that was nice. Lounging like a king, them AMC recliners. Let's go. Did you watch the Royal Rumble this weekend?
I did. I took in some Royal Rumble. It was good. I thought it was good.
I think that's one of the events, and we're not going to talk about pro wrestling too much, but it is required talking on this show. I think the Royal Rumble is one, it's got some name ID. I think people know that one. Even like the casual fan, they've heard of WrestleMania. Am I jaded because I only hang out with wrestling friends?
I think it's WrestleMania, and then people like might have heard about this one.
Did you say WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think that's like really the only one people that are casual fans know.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You mean WrestleMania, clown?
What do you mean?
You said WrestleMania as like Transylvania.
Oh, maybe it came weird on the FaceTime audio.
I was like, because no, I love that. I want you to steal that copyright so we can throw a show next year. We need to do that.
Do like WrestleMania.
Let's steal that name and throw a pop-up show the same weekend as WrestleMania. That's a hustle I'm into.
Yeah, WrestleMania. Like, and everyone has to dress up as vampires. It'll be a good little time.
Yeah, and your character is Pirate Pete. Let's go.
That's me.
This is easy. We just booked the show.
P.
Book it. I like
Double
that.
P.
I went and saw The Gentlemen to plug our movie segment we did on Friday. Got to talk to Sean this week. I think we did a decent job, Pete, but I feel like our movie credibility did go down a bit on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, Sean really does bring it up for us, which is good.
That's what she
and
said.
Okay. You know what? That's too far. I
it's
think that
Monday, man. Waka waka. We're going to get into the show now. And I like to think that I'm a pro. Pete, you are also a pro. You've done stuff like this. But there's really no good way to lead into it. But it was the news. It took over the weekend. R.I.P. Kobe Bryant.
Breaking news in this Sunday afternoon. 5-time NBA champion, former league MVP Kobe Bryant died earlier this afternoon in Los Angeles in a helicopter crash. News reports are just coming in among multiple victims. Kobe Bryant on that helicopter.
5-time NBA champion, who is a candidate for the Hall of Fame this year, was known to have used a helicopter to travel for years, dating back to when he played for the Lakers and commuted from Newport Beach to the Staples Center. Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs on his way to the Super Bowl, expressing the thoughts of many. R.I.P. Mamba.
That's why I asked you about the Royal Rumble, Pete. Because that was last night, and I think so many of us, man, we're just trying to find any kind of distraction, just anything that we could take our mind off of what was going on. 9 people now confirmed dying on that helicopter crash. What was it like in Tampa? Because I know you're around a lot of sports guys. You're not in Miami yet, but I feel like
right.
A lot of sports guys were there. What was the mood in Florida? It was a bummer here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so this, I was telling you guys, this is the biggest, like, Tampa weekend. I used to live here, and so that's why I decided to come out. I had a trip booked before the Super Bowl, and then it ended up being in Miami, so it'd be a quick, you know, jump over. But story, I think, and you know, as soon as you started hearing it and you get texted and you start to see Twitter and everyone just starts talking about it. I mean, we were just walking around yesterday because it was a nice day here, and we were just checking out some shops, and I was meeting up with some other friends, and you know, in what is usually one of the more jovial and festive weekends of the year, it really kind of, I think, in a way, like ruined the weekend a little bit and ruined the day. And it is certainly one of those stories, I think, that you'll always remember where you were when you heard that Kobe died. And you know, I think
41, man, 41.
Yeah.
God, that's too young.
Especially being a sports fan, sometimes I'm like, well, I know this. I'm nerdy, but this was one of those stories that it didn't even matter if you were a sports fan or not. Right. Like everybody had knows Kobe. Everyone has taken like a shot at the garbage and said Kobe while they're fading away.
Oh man, the fallaway jumper, baby.
And this news story recently, and it had been trending basically, I think, over the past 3 or 4 months, is that Kobe had this fantastic daughter and plays basketball. And there's a, you know, video of him talking about her and how she says she's going to be able to keep up the Bryant name, and just Kobe bringing her through learning basketball and teaching her, and how nice that was to see. And then she ends up being in the helicopter too. And leaves behind a family of what, three or four. So,
and that's the thing, man. It's like almost to the point where it's sad to the point that you're angry about it, you know,
right.
Because especially when, because it, you know, it wasn't just Kobe and his family. You had other families on that helicopter as well. I was trying to figure out why it hit so hard for so many people, especially I'm on Twitter, and you know, that's kind of a younger demographic now. You know, when there's certain athletes or certain things that when you think of that person, you think of that instance. When I think of Kobe, I think of a time frame. And what's different, I guess, now for us, like our generation, is that when you think about those people and when they ultimately do pass away, you know, those are my formative years too. And it's just, it's almost like you lose a bit of identity. I don't know. A lot of us, it hit us a lot, really, really, really hard. And, you know.
In Tampa, I was just watching the Pro Bowl too, because it's something you pay attention to when you're a football reporter. And just even the coverage in the Pro Bowl, what is usually an event where they're joking and they're interviewing players live, turned into this half Kobe coverage broadcast, half
yeah,
Pro
I just,
Bowl
I was
thing.
Really thinking they were going to cut it, to be honest. I thought they were going to just go straight to Kobe coverage.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people actually would have liked that, to be honest.
They have so many deals in place that are in advance with the NFL. It's tough to just boot the Pro Bowl, you know, like, yeah. And so that's a tough call, and I think they did an okay job of.
Would you have called it as far as NBA games? Would you have played them out, or would you have called off the rest of the day?
No, I think I personally, if I was the commissioner, I would have postponed the games. But if you saw like a lot of the NBA games, Kobe wore number 8 and number 24 in his career, and a lot of them were taking 24 second violations to start the game.
Yeah. You know, to bring it home, to bring it a little bit of a Kansas City feel, when I heard they were going to keep playing those games, I went back immediately to Kemper Arena. You know, when Owen Hart, the professional wrestler, when WWF at the time was at Kemper Arena, and they kept the show going. It's one of those things where I guess you won't know if it was a good idea until I guess maybe hindsight. But I think I'm with you. I would have probably called the games yesterday. So anyway, just let's move on, because that's you hate to see it, literally. R.I.P. Kobe Bryant, dead at 41. R.I.P. his daughter. R.I.P. everybody on the plane, all 9 folks, and more details coming. A big old bummer. Pete, on that note, cheer me up, because I got I need some Chiefs cheering up. Take me there. Take me to sports.
Yeah, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes tweeting about Kobe. Some other Chiefs did on their way to Miami, Florida. Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyrann Mathieu, among other Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, they decided to wear red and white Hawaiian shirts to honor head coach Andy Reid. So
about
10, 15, 20 people, all with matching Hawaiian shirts. Like Andy Reid usually likes to wear Hawaiian shirts at these conventions, and they took a picture, and they look to be in just great spirits. I mean, this is really exciting for.
Did you see what Andy had on? He had the full suit on. Do you see that?
Yeah, he had a full suit.
I'm just gonna say this, that button on that man's blazer is already the Super Bowl MVP, and that's all I'll say about that. If you see the picture, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That button was it put in some work, but it held it together.
Andy Reid is—he's a full-figured coach.
Yeah, he is. But he looked good. My man cleaned up. I don't think I've seen Andy in a suit and got the job.
You know, this Super Bowl might be fun for you, but it's a business trip for him, Hartzell.
Right, that's right. He's a businessman. That's true.
The Chiefs arrive on Sunday. Monday night, which is today, is media night, which is very popular, from 6:10 p.m. to 7:10 p.m. Central Time. The Chiefs will each have their own little podium, so they can speak, ask questions by the media. It's about an hour long. The 49ers will take their turn. Some of the lesser-known Chiefs, they'll just be walking around. You get one-on-one interviews with them. It's my first media night ever. I'm pretty pumped about that.
This is cool. This is a lot of fun, because it's not just football coverage. It's like people who are dressing up like clowns, and it's a whole spectacle, right?
It's like a circus. Yeah, this night tonight's like a circus, and then it kind of resumes to what would be your typical Chiefs schedule that we'd see in Kansas City tomorrow.
I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous. I'm super jealous. Man, you could have brought me with you.
You
could have used a friend, not an assistant. I'm not a personal assistant, but you could have used a friend.
I have a whole staff of Arrowhead Pride people. I mean, there would have probably been about 8 or 9 people ahead of you if I could take
what?
One other.
Oh, man. Just you didn't put any kind of, like, spoiler. You didn't put any kind of trigger warning. You just, no. Just, hey, by the way, you wouldn't have made it. Okay. Right. Thanks. I'm at the end of the queue. Okay. Thanks.
Other events. You know, like a WrestleMania, you'd be up there. So that's good.
Don't pander. No, don't you patronize me. Continue. Yeah. Continue with your sports coverage.
No, that's about it right now. I mean, ever since Friday, it really was just them traveling. And then more stuff will come probably on Wednesday when it comes to the Chiefs and what they're saying.
You better bring us back some cool people talking for this show.
Yeah, it's the most exciting Chiefs week, I would say, since 1969, so quite a while.
It's pretty nice. Real nice. Well, you got to catch a plane, so I guess we should probably hit this real quick. Pete, give me a letter.
R.
Oh, God. Peter R. Sween, the R stands for racing to the terminal, because he's got a flight to catch. So on that note, I made that work, didn't I? Let's do the news!
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
You know what that is, Pete? You can't even hear it. It's just
delicious
muscle memory
news.
To you.
It's delicious news.
Here, 1 second. Let me get it geared up. Oh. Yeah!
That's a big one.
I know. It was a big one, wasn't it?
That was the biggest one.
Well, I had to make sure you could hear it from Miami.
No.
Or from Tampa, I guess. I'm really trying to send you to Miami, aren't I?
You've been wanting me to be in Miami now for 4 days running.
I just want you to get there, man. I'm excited. I need you to get there.
That.
I need the coverage. I need all the Chiefs talk.
I hear it.
Peter R. Sween. The R stands for reppin'. He's reppin' Arrowhead Pride. Reppin' the KC Morning Show.
That's right.
As he is en route to Super Bowl. What number is this one? Super Bowl.
54.
54. Oh, that's another
W.
Good one. All right, Pete.
Good.
You got 15 seconds. We're about to get that horn and the opera coming in. Give me a beat. Throw me that freestyle. Five, six, seven, eight.
Super Bowl, LIV, Hard Rock Stadium, LIT. You like that?
I love that. Finish it off by saying the news. Five. Hold on, hold on. Five. 5, 6, 7, 8.
News.
All right. I had to. That's now becoming a staple, a tradition on this show. This year.
A
PC
rich
Monday
tradition.
My name's Hart, so that is Pete's. This your KC Morning Show. Make sure you subscribe, like, rate, and review. I've been told we got to start doing that more. I was reading some more stuff. We got to start plugging the call to action, Pete. We got
CTA.
Oh, look at you. Oh, man, this guy, social media guy. All right, cool.
Know your audience.
All right, man, let's do the news. Oh, so far, so good. You're funny today, Pete. You're funny today.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I thought I had a bombshell. We're talking impeachment. It's impeachment. So yeah, I thought I had a bombshell. I feel like every day there's a different bombshell. We're kind of bombshell. What's the word? Bombshell immune at this point, because there's so much news that comes out. Audio that dropped this weekend. New audio. The president is caught on tape because, hey, if it's impeachment, you know there's got to be something with some tapes.
Tonight, audio and now video of President Trump at a small gathering with Rudy Giuliani, associate Lev Parnas, you see him here, and others. Parnas recently indicted for campaign finance fraud.
On the tape, a voice identified as Parnas can be heard telling Trump that the ambassador to Ukraine was bad-mouthing him.
Yeah, and she's basically walking around telling everybody, wait, he's going to get impeached, just wait. I mean,
Really? It's incredible. Get rid of her.
Hooray.
Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
Excellent.
Do it.
President Trump has repeatedly said he doesn't know Lev Parnas.
I don't know him. I don't believe I've ever spoken to him.
But on the tape, they talk in detail about Ukraine.
How long have they lasted a fight with Russia?
Not very long.
Without us, not very long.
without us.
All right, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I don't preach. I try not to preach when we do the news, because I'm becoming like Pete. I am trying to be a better pro at this.
That's right.
But this man, this man said he didn't know the gentleman. Said he had never even. Okay. He said he didn't know him. This video is like an hour and a half long. He said he didn't know him. And he knew him. Okay. And there's another. Okay, so that was the bombshell from Saturday. And then last night, the Bolton bombshell. There's so many smoking guns. I'm done with the smoking guns already. President Donald Trump in August told then National Security Advisor John Bolton that he wanted to continue holding military aid and assistance to Ukraine until the country helped with investigations into the Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden. That's from the New York Times, from a book, John Bolton's book, that is coming out.
Here's my rapid analysis with no experience in the political realm.
I'm a big fan of that.
It seems like the president is going to be in trouble, but in history has shown that he will figure out a way to make this go away.
Anyway, I just can't anymore. I'm tired. He said he didn't know the man. He knew. Okay, let's move on. I titled this "Everything the Light Touches Is Our Chiefs Kingdom."
The support for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl stretches well beyond the metro.
I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, just now.
Chiefs fan Duncan Smart speaking to 41 Action News on Friday via Skype, thousands of miles away in the United Kingdom.
The NFL was started being shown in the early 90s. The only player whose name I recognized was Joe Montana. He had just joined the Chiefs.
Smart now helping to lead the Arrowheads Abroad Facebook group, connecting Chiefs fans all around the globe.
That's kind of the point of the club, is to get everyone together to follow the games.
Being a member of the kingdom overseas can require special dedication, with later games kicking off around 1 in the morning in Scotland.
There tends to be a lot of coffee drunk on Monday or Tuesday mornings after primetime games.
I didn't realize that this was a thing. So we have what is called Arrowhead Abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah. International Chiefs fans. Tell me about them. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah. No, it's fans of the NFL that happen to root for the Chiefs for one reason or another. Similar to what we do here for the Premier League, you have to just really pick a team. And anyway, so Arrowhead Abroad is the Chiefs version of that. In Europe, and it's in London, as you were here in Scotland. And yeah, there's a lot of excited Chiefs fans all across the country at this point.
It's so cool, man. Like, this is the stuff that we all have to get used to. I don't know about you. Well, because you're a journalist, you cover this stuff for a living. But for folks like me, I am consuming so much Chief media just because feel like if you're talking about the Chiefs, I just want to hear it. Doesn't matter what it is. I just want to hear people talk about it. There, some of these events that they do, Arrowhead Abroad, they had stuff in Newcastle, mm-hmm. Bristol, London, Edinburgh.
I've met with this group before, and one of the people that helped organize it originally now is with Arrowhead Pride, and he actually passed on.
You had some of the alumni then.
Oh yeah, it's been cool. It's a good relationship we have with them, and we wish them a great week as well, because we only really think about Kansas City, but there's a lot of Chiefs fans all across the country and now all across the world.
And don't get it twisted. There will be folks from the UK or just abroad in general who will be making the trip to Miami.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
All right, man. So I'm pretty confident about this. I'm going to knock on wood. But, man, I think our team looks good. Money Mahomes. Now, that being said, there's only a few superstitions that I worry about. And at the top of that list, and I think everyone can agree, because it's weird how accurate this is, or how they are. The only thing that's freaking me out this Super Bowl season is The Simpsons.
Back in 1999, The Simpsons aired an episode called Sunday Cruddy Sunday. The episode shows a team that resembles the 49ers winning the Super Bowl, and you guessed it, Miami. The Simpsons had an episode in 1993 predicting the Dallas Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, which they did in 93. Back in 1992, the Lisa the Greek episode predicted the Redskins would win the Super Bowl.
The Washington Redskins win the Super Bowl 26.
3 days later, they won. It's not only sports that the show has a strong track record in. In 2000, the episode Bart to the Future predicts Donald Trump will be president.
You know, we've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump.
I don't know, man. See, I was doing real well until I heard that. I used to watch The Simpsons, like, religiously. I've since fallen off a little bit. And I think we've actually talked about this on this show before, because this was the show. The Simpsons, for me, was... you're a rebel. If you watch The Simpsons, maybe your mom was going to not be happy about it. And it's crazy now when you think about the stuff that's on TV now. But, you know, the episode with Trump coming down the escalator at Trump Tower, that literally happened shot for shot. It was, yeah. I'm nervous now.
Here's the deal. The Simpsons have had a lot of episodes. So they've taken a lot of shots. And maybe one or two. Maybe one or two have landed, but...
So you're saying they've casted a big net, so if they get any kind of win, it just seems like it's a big deal. Okay.
Right, yes. And, like, it is funny how sometimes these things come true, especially with Trump becoming president. I think that's probably the funniest one.
That was a big one, yeah. That was a big one.
Has landed for them. But, yeah, this is something that they've done for a long time, and there's been so many shows. And kudos to them for keeping the series alive. That's really hard to do, especially for a cartoon. But, yeah, I wouldn't worry about this. This is not something to worry about.
Okay, I'm just – okay. Okay, I'm going to trust you on this. I'm going to trust you.
All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Okay, we got two more. Well, one and a half, because one doesn't really count. We would never condone violence. We would never condone breaking the law on this show. It's not us. No. We are law-abiding citizens. Kansas Cityans, we follow the rules and regulations. Now, that being said, this is pretty funny.
Take a stroll through Tempe. And you'll see scooters, trains, joggers, skylines, and graffiti.
The goal is to get to it within 24 to 48 hours.
The city has documented nearly 300,000 incidents of graffiti in 2019. One tag showing up all over is Penis Man. In the last month alone,
about 40 plus or minus tags that we've responded to.
Painted on abandoned buildings, city dumpsters, old couches.
There's some people, of course, that think it's funny, and then there's other people that are sensitive to the issue and want it removed immediately.
What's the street artist Banksy? You know, everybody talks about how iconic Banksy is. You know how instrumental he has been to the street art movement. No. I think there's a new head honcho in town. His name is Penis Man. Actually, that's not true. Well, he's not the head honcho anymore. He has been caught. Photos of buildings spray painted with the words Penis Man garnered attention on social media for weeks. Well, the Tempe Man was caught for vandalizing the city, vandalizing Arizona State University. His name is Dustin Schomer. He's 38, and you will be happy to know that he has created a GoFundMe to help him get out of legal bills. He's asking for $10,000. He has raised a little over $300. Would you like to contribute to his fund? I mean, I think he was freedom of speech. He's an artiste. All right,
that's right.
You can't judge art. That's the first rule of art. You can't judge it.
Doing what he does is hard work.
It is. He said he's broke and I lost my job. He needs some help with some legal fees. My man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The decision making that went into this guy, I mean, it's not good. He needs a new process.
Listen, he was on the run for weeks. Like, you know what? I would watch this movie when HBO ultimately makes this award winning movie, because I'm sure that's what's going to happen. I'm going to watch it. As of 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, the page had received $360 in donations. I'm going to give him a couple bucks. Is that bad? I am absolutely going to give my guy some dollars.
Shout out to Penis Man.
Penis out for Penis Man, am I right? We'll move on from that. We can move on. I thought that was gonna work. All right, finally, Pete, we're gonna do it. I told you that I'm gonna keep this consistent. I wanna make this a thing we actually do on Fridays. Just about most Fridays, you get new music. It used to be Tuesdays, now it is Fridays. So on Mondays, I like to bring in some new music. Monday had a lot of tracks that came out. Let's see, we're. Hayley Williams. That's right. Hayley Williams, who was in Paramore. You've got Bruce Springsteen.
Cool.
He had a couple albums that came out, Live in Dublin. But my favorite of the new music that came out on Friday, the latest from a band called Wolf Parade. You ever heard of this band, Pete? Are they too indie for you?
I'll mess with Wolf Parade, I guess. He
keeps running in and out. Yeah, there you go. That is Wolf Parade. Their new record is called Thin Mind. Mm. That song right there is Julia, Take Your Man Home. I feel like Asia's heard that. Asia, Take Hartzell Home. Mm. There you go. New Music Monday. Go check out Wolf Parade. One of my favorites the favorite from Friday's new music. Grammys were also last night. You would think that Grammys talk is like good content and like even the radio music side of things. It's not. People really don't care about They don't care about award shows anymore. I think the last 3 years I've tried making Grammys coverage work and nobody cares. Nobody cares at all.
Stop trying to make Fetch work, Hartzell.
Shut up, Pete. All right, we were going to do a list to Hartzell, but you have to go catch a flight, don't you?
Yes. Should I run through sports quickly or should I?
What do we have time for? Why don't you... We have an option to do one thing. We can do a thing, we can do this, or we can do that. We could do this thing, or we could do a sports preview. What do you want to do?
It's up to you, man. I got about 5 minutes to go here.
5 minutes? Listen, that's 5 minutes for me to put together a list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
You should have told me you had 5 minutes. You should have said you had to leave. It was silly, Pete. That was silly of you to do that. This right here. A cross-country edition. Oh.
No, wow.
Your list of Hartzell. All right, let's knock this out, huh? A third of people. This is a survey conducted by one poll. Most of my surveys are conducted by one poll. A third of people already are stressed out by the time they have made their commute to work. This is an on-brand list. This is a morning show. And a third of people are already stressed out, already angsty, before they get to the office.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Okay. I mean, that's how I feel every day.
Uh-huh, especially on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays.
No doubt about it.
All right, between the hours of 4 a.m. and 7. A poll of 2,000 employed Americans who commute via car found that in a typical year, the average commuter will spend 580 minutes going back and forth. Is that not fascinating, Pete?
It is fascinating. Utter fascination is overcoming me at this point.
76% feel guilty whenever they show up to the office even slightly past their intended time. So they feel actually guilty for being late.
You're kidding.
Crazy, right? 26% of people say that their bosses aren't very sympathetic.
Mm.
Who would have thought? Hey, that's you, because you're an editor-in-chief. You're boss.
Never heard that before.
Why are you yawning? This is a list of Hartzell. Mm. All right. We'll knock it out. Top reasons Americans are heading to their offices late as a result of traffic. You would know that 76% say that they were stuck in traffic. That's the reason why they're so frustrated. Other commuters... would say that 54% they got a flat tire, dead car battery, that's 54%, a car emergency, that's 27%, and a whopping 25%, that's a quarter of the respondents, said that they are late because they are losing their car keys.
Mm. Gotta find those keys. Keys, please.
And that right there. That is your list of Hartzell. So as you're driving to work right now, listening to your KC Morning Show. Again, like and subscribe at the Kansas City Morning Show on Instagram, at KC Morning Show on Twitter and Facebook. Just try to relax, man. Just chill,
settle
man.
Down.
Soak it
settle
in,
down.
Man. Maybe settle put together down. Put together a list, man. It's therapeutic.
Oh, God.
That should have been on there. Think what was the percentage of people who put together a list to calm down on the way to work?
Hartzell, you are the 1%.
All right, Pete. We don't have time for a preview, but safe travels, my friend. Do you want to get
anything out?
You got a little bit of time.
Follow if you want Chiefs stuff. Follow ArrowheadPride.com this week. Two more shows Wednesday and Friday. I'll be actually in Miami finally, Hartzell. You'll be happy to know.
I've been saying it for a week now, so I guess you should probably show up.
Look forward to talking to you then.
All right, brother. Hey, safe travels. Have fun. Get us some audio. Get me a souvenir, please. I want some sand. Maybe some water from the ocean. Does that work?
Agua.
A little agua. Is that cool? Can you do that for me? Bring me back something. Bring me back maybe even a, how about a Chiefs Hawaiian shirt? Because you know they're going to sell them. Bring me back an Hawaiian shirt, all right? let's lock that in, Pete. Lock it in. All right, man. Give me a letter.
P.
P. The P stands for Peter P. Swain for punt. Punt, pass, and kick. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, man. I got to roll.
Why didn't you wait? Because that's definitely in the recording.